Okay, girls, are you ever really, really busy? Maybe when you go home from school, you'll be busy. Maybe you have to get changed, you have to get your homework done. Maybe you need a wee snack and you're really busy. And life can be really busy, even if we're very small at times. Well, the Lord Jesus, girls, he was very busy. One day he spent all day teaching people beside the Sea of Galilee. And then he got into a boat to cross over to the other side of the sea. And there was a great big storm. And Jesus had to calm the storm. He got over to the other side of the sea. And there was a man who had evil spirits controlling him. And he had to heal that man. And then he left that man, got back over to the other side of the sea again. And there was a great crowd waiting to see him, to hear him, and to see what Jesus would do. And when Jesus was back, this man came running up to Jesus and he was in a real panic. And he fell at Jesus' feet. And he begged Jesus. He pleaded with Jesus, "Come with me because my little daughter is very sick." And his little daughter was so sick that she was dying. And this man worked in a synagogue, which is like a church. And he was a leader in the synagogue. He was a very good, a very religious man. But his religion couldn't save his daughter. But he knew that Jesus was special, that Jesus was God's son. And Jesus could help. And so he said, "Jesus, come to my house." And Jesus said, "Yes, I'll come." And mums and dads, I normally have a wee word for you at the end, but you're going to get it early today. I wonder, will you be like Jairus? And would you ask Jesus to come into your house and meet the needs of your daughter, of your son? Are you someone that really wants Jesus in your home? You know, it's great that you send the girls to GB. It's great if you send your children to Sunday, whatever. But listen, mum and dads, the most important thing you can do for your children is that you invite Jesus not just into your home, but into your life to be your Savior, to be your Lord. Because that is the greatest need of your family. We send our children to school to learn, and that's important. When they're sick, we send them to the doctors. That is crucial. But far more important is that Jesus will be in our homes, because everyone has this sickness of sin. And without being cured, none of us will go to heaven. So the seeking dad who asked Jesus into his home. And so Jesus, girls, began to go with Jairus to his house to help his little daughter. But on the way, he came across a lady, the desperate woman. And this lady was bleeding. She had been bleeding for 12 years. Really, really bad, girls. She was very, very sick. She'd gone to all the doctors, and none of the doctors could help her. And as Jesus was walking past, there's a great big crowd, and they were pushing against Jesus. And this lady thought, if I can just touch Jesus' coat, if I can just touch his coat, maybe that'll be enough. And so in the great crowd, she put out her hand and she touched his coat, just the edge of his coat, and power came out from Jesus, entered her, healed her, and her bleeding stopped. And the reason this happened, girls, was because Jesus wasn't just a man. Jesus was God. And God could help this woman, and God could heal this woman. And this woman, I'm sure, was amazed. "My bleeding has stopped. I'm better." But Jesus stopped and said, "Who touched me?" The disciples were thinking, "What a silly question. Sure, everybody's touching you, Jesus. We're going through a big crowd and there's pushing and there's shoving. Everyone's touching you." "No," said Jesus, "somebody touched me in a special way because I felt power come out from me." And the lady realized she couldn't hide anymore. She came and she fell at Jesus' feet and said, "It was me." And told how she had been healed when she touched Jesus. Girls, we all have a big big problem. We all have something the Bible calls sin. It's in each of us. And the reason why we do bad things is because of the sin inside us. And listen, girls, we can't go to heaven unless Jesus helps us with our sin. And that's why Jesus died on the cross, to take the punishment for the sin of it. And listen, girls, do you see the way that lady reached out and touched Jesus' coat and trusted in Jesus to heal her? We have to trust that Jesus is the only one who can take away our sin and make us God's friend. And we have to come and trust in Jesus and ask Jesus to be our Savior, to come and be the King of our lives and take over our lives and to enter us so that we will be changed. This lady did it, and Jesus said to her, "Go in peace. Your faith has made you well." I wonder, girls, are you God's friend? Oh, I hope so. But listen, we only become God's friend when we trust in Jesus to take away our sin. So, I'm sure Jairus was a wee bit annoyed because Jesus was coming to help his little daughter who was dying. And now Jesus has stopped to help this woman. Jesus loves people so much. But at that moment, some of Jairus' friends came to him. They came from Jairus' house and they said to Jairus, "Don't annoy Jesus anymore. Really sad news. Your daughter has died." And I'm sure Jairus was just ready to burst into tears. His little daughter had died. But Jesus turned to Jairus and said, "Girls, don't be afraid. Just believe. Trust in me." And Jairus did that. And Jairus went with Jesus to his own house. And when Jesus got to the house, we met these people, the laughing group or the laughing crowd. And Jesus went into the house and all these people were crying and wailing. And in those days when somebody died, you actually paid people to come and to cry. It's not a bit crazy, but that's what they did. And these people were crying and wailing. And Jesus said to them, "Don't cry. She's not dead. She's just sleeping." And they laughed at Jesus. "Ah, you're crazy, Jesus. Thinking she's not dead, she's only sleeping." They made fun of him because of what he said. And you know what Jesus did, girls? He put them out. "Get out of the house. Shoo, get away." And listen, girls, see, when it's coming to know Jesus as our Savior and our friend, there can be other girls and boys and people who will stop us from becoming to know Jesus. They'll say to us, "Ha, if you follow Jesus, you're a soft person. Ah, don't you follow Jesus. You don't need Jesus to be your Savior and friend." And they will put you off. There are groups of people who don't like Jesus, who don't love Jesus. And they'll say to you, "You don't have to come to Jesus." But girls, don't listen to them. Listen to what you learn in GB. Listen to what you learn in church. Because what we're saying is not my idea. It's not the GB officer's idea. It's what Jesus says. And he says, "Girls, you have to come and trust in me. I have to become your Savior, your friend, and your King." So Jesus put these laughing people, he chased them out. And listen, girls, you be aware of friends who'll hold you back. And particularly the older girls. If you come and trust in Jesus, choose your friends carefully. Because wrong friends will lead you into trouble and away from Jesus. Choose friends who will love Jesus and will help you to follow Jesus. In this world, there are always groups of people who make fun of Jesus and lead us astray. One last picture, girls. Jesus put these people out. He just took Peter, James, and John with him. He went into the little girl's bedroom, brought her mummy and daddy as well. And Jesus went in and he said, "Little girl, get up." And this was a little girl who had died. But when Jesus spoke, her eyes opened, her legs moved, her arms moved. She sat up, and Jesus took her to her parents. How could Jesus do that? Jesus could do it, girls, because he is God. He is not just a man, he's also God. And this little girl was made alive again. The Bible tells us that we're all born with sin, and because of that, we're all dead to God. There's a part of us inside when we're born, girls, is dead, the part which should love Jesus. And Jesus is the one who comes by his Holy Spirit. The Bible calls this being born again. He changes us inside so that we will love God. We will follow Jesus. We will trust in Jesus. I wonder, girls, I wonder, mums and dads, I wonder everyone here today, the biggest question is this: has Jesus made you alive inside? Jesus said, unless you're born changed inside, you will never enter the kingdom. Only go to heaven if Jesus has changed you in your heart. If we try and be really good, will that take us to heaven, girls? No. Saying loads of prayers, will that get us to heaven? No. Coming to church, will that get us to heaven? Only one way. And that's that Jesus will change us. And we'll come and trust in Jesus as our Savior, our friend, our Master. We're going to sing together now. A lovely little chorus which just reminds us what we've been talking about. One way, God said, to get to heaven, Jesus is the only way.